Hi, this is Brandon Hensinger, your host of the Reproductive Marketing Show. Why is storytelling so powerful in healthcare marketing? Well, healthcare, more than most other industries, is charged with emotion at so many different levels. Whether you're a healthcare clinic, a physician, or a service provider, or a business in the healthcare industry, emotion runs through the patient experience. Because all healthcare service providers and specialists try to make someone's life better, make someone happier, make someone healthier, or fix a problem. Telling stories in healthcare marketing allows you to connect with your patients on an emotional level and also helps them to see that you're not just some stagnant brand out there, but that you're actually a real brand powered by real people who have emotions and have stories. One of the original and most successful storytelling campaigns was done by Johnson & Johnson back in 2001, where they had real patients tell stories across multiple media avenues. And now keep in mind, that was before social media, but these real patients came and they talked about their experience with these products and with these services, and that helped create more brand awareness for Johnson & Johnson at that time. It was actually one of the original storytelling marketing campaigns. But now, if you think of situations or think of companies or products or services that you see on social media, well, if somebody's telling you a story, I mean, think about some of the things you see on like TikTok, for example, where people are now like sharing bits and pieces of movies or small films that they've created. They capture your attention more than anything else. So, as a healthcare professional, whether you're a business owner, whether you run a clinic, whether you're a physician, think about, what stories can you tell? There's a lot of different ways to structure stories. One of the best ways to structure those stories is to take an approach that's called an open heart approach, where you're actually talking right from the beginning about how somebody's experience touched you, or how your experience, or have someone else sharing their experience, how it affected them personally, what they were going through, what emotions they were feeling, and then talk about how your company or your products or your services helped them, or have them share it themselves about how your company's products or services helped them. And then always make sure as you're telling those stories that you talk about the conclusion, what it looks like now, what that person's experience, what that person's life is going to look like in the future as a result of that. It's so important that you don't just tell stagnant information or push information out there. Gain people's attention by telling stories. It will help people connect with you. It'll help people become aware of you. And ultimately, it will help grow your business. Because no matter how good you are, no matter how good your products are, if people don't know who you are, and people don't believe in you and identify with you, you're not going to grow. So tell stories. It's the most powerful way you can get your message out. If you would like to have SEMA Growth Solutions help you figure out how to do that, just comment story below and we will reach out to you and help you along the way. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Reproductive Marketing Show. If you would like to get a free guide on how you can grow your business or clinic by 50 or more patients per month, check out reproductivemarketing.com and you can get that free guide today. Thank you so much and have an amazing day.